This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Who the hell is going to protect Deshaun Watson on Sunday? And a lot of you are saying, who cares? Well, okay, well, hold on. Mary Kay Cabot, she'll join us at 8:20 this morning. Also, I want to get back to that perfect game argument coming up at around 9 o'clock. 216-474-0092. Lima, there's rare time I have to do this. There's an itch that I have to scratch. I'm going to get to this Tom Withers tweet here in a moment. I got to get to the phones. I have to hear this. Matt in Westlake, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hello. First, you guys are the best. It makes it difficult to give you guys a hard time because I would struggle to do more so than you guys do to each other. So great stuff.
Well, thank you.
All right. So I got 3 points, and I think you're a marketing genius. And let me run through them, and then we can have a chat.
Okay.
Tying things together, I think speaking of shady, how about the Pirates cutting a guy with 4 at-bats so they save $200,000? UNLV, the problem with this is really for the Browns. Because I get the RGM, Marion Barry, and I know his name's not Marion.
Well, it's Andrew.
I know, but the Marion Barry is funny because The guy's got a drug problem. I could see him going after the Sluka guy and then giving up our next 5 years of first-round draft picks because, nobody needs a high-quality lineman.
Okay.
And D, so A, 2, and D, that's also good. It rolls into my comment. Come on, clickbait, Kenny. You can't be serious trying to defend Deshaun Watson. This has got to be the start of the conflict.
Well, all the other things I'm not sure of. What am I saying to defend him?
This guy shouldn't be on the field. This guy should be long gone. We should just cut it right now.
Buddy,
you've got to be doing this for real.
It's not a defense. It's not a defense. It's just the truth. I'm telling you guys the truth. I can't defend this play. What's to defend, Matt?
The guy's got to not start. We got to stop settling. The guy's got to go.
You're going to play him.
You can't be serious to let that happen. I mean, this has just got to be for ratings. We can't be serious on this.
No, it's not for it's not for ratings. I'm just telling you what they're going to do.
No, I'm talking about you. You're stirring things up. The Browns are idiots. You are a genius.
I'm not stirring up anything. I swear to God, I'm not telling you anything that they're not going to do.
Why does everyone try to figure out how to get rid of clothes, and then you're trying to say you're not stirring stuff up? You're the
Guys, I'm just telling – Matt, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate you listening to us. I'm just telling you guys what the truth of the matter is with Deshaun Watson. They're going to play him until the wheels come off.
You may think the wheels
have come off. The wheels are not off yet. That's not a defense. I can't defend the indefensible.
I mean, here's the thing, and again, this will seem like a defense to Deshaun, is that around this league, there's a lot of terrible quarterback play. There's a lot of terrible offensive play around the league. There are teams that were supposed to be good that are 0-3 or 1-2. So if you keep that in mind, that is one way to have an outlook. I know that doesn't necessarily mean the Browns are going to be great, but it does mean that there's a lot of other teams that are struggling mightily. Now, the problem is you've had Watson, this is year 3, and outside of a half against Baltimore and, outdueling Clayton Tune, like there haven't been a lot of big-time moments for Deshaun.
What a way to put it. Just looking at this season, how many of those 0-3, 1-2 teams are playing the soft part of their schedule right now?
Well, so far it looked like the Browns might have had arguably the easiest schedule in the NFL to this point. And supposedly, if you believe the NFL gurus, we have the toughest schedule the rest of the way. So obviously it's not going to get any easier unless you think, this week, maybe the week after that, we'll see after what we saw from Washington. I guess I would say this though, Kenny. The problem is, Anytime we open up the phone lines, it happened yesterday with the, we had two callers back-to-back, anti-Stefanski. Like, he needs
Coach
to
Sucks
go.
Radio?
Yeah,
is what you're
Coach Sucks Radio. But we also have Quarterback Sucks Radio. So this fan base right now.
It's all fatalistic.
You tell me the percentage here that don't think either the quarterback or the coach is irredeemable.
100% of them believe one of those things.
Right. So if that's the case, guys, Stefanski's going to be the coach all year, and your quarterback is going to be the quarterback up until they're like, they'd have to go like 2-6.
They are not going
to replace him.
I'll explain this, then I'll get off of it, because it just depends on what time you're listening. I had people coming after me again yesterday. Well, you allowed this to happen. I didn't build up anything. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. And if you don't want to, if you don't want to believe it, I don't know what else to tell you guys. If you need me to come in to your home and swear in a Bible and tell you, I will do it. I'm telling you the absolute unvarnished truth right now. They will play him until the wheels officially come off, whether he is hurt or it just stares you right in the face that he cannot process any. And I'm not talking about the fans. It's not you. When I say you, I mean it's them. They fired Alex Van Pelt. They brought in Ken Dorsey. All the things you know I'm about to say, because I've already said them before. They didn't go through all that change, not play him during the preseason, and then get rid of him in 4 weeks. They're not going to do that, because they know the ramifications of putting in a different quarterback based on play. They know it. And by the way, listen to the press conference. Do you think that sitting, if you want to say, well, if you sit him down for a little bit, let the game come to him, maybe he'll be okay. He's been sitting for 3 years. He's been sitting for 3 years off and on. If you let him happen, did you hear that press conference yesterday? Does that sound like a guy who's just going to get it all of a sudden when he's talking about the fans booing him? And whether or not he can make the right reads, and I don't care about what people put on the internet. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, and the people around.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sounds you do. So you care what they're doing. You hear them boo. You hear them chanting for Jameis. You hear them chanting for the other guy. Sitting him down and letting him be closer to those chants ain't going to make anything better. So you can't go walking through that door. So you're going to play him against Vegas, and you're going to play him against Washington, and you're going to play him against Philadelphia, and you're going to play him against Cincinnati and Baltimore and the Chargers. And if by week 10 it ain't going too well, or he is hopefully healthy, then we'll find out what happens after that. Probably, hopefully, they get the nose up on the thing, and he can play like an above-average quarterback, because, guys, I ain't never said he could play any better than that this entire process. It feels like the Salem witch trials of quarterbacks over here. Ken, you're a witch. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not a witch. Tell us you're a witch. I'm not a witch. I'm telling you guys the truth here. I'm telling you he's not a franchise quarterback. How dare you say that he's a franchise quarterback? No, I just said he's not a franchise quarterback. Well, you said he's a I said he's their franchise quarterback because they've spent so much money on him. Until he proves otherwise, and I don't believe that that's probably going to happen, here we are. I'm just trying to make the best of what a situation is right now that ain't that good. But this is a new offense, and they are going to run this thing either into the sky and into the great beyond or into the mountain. All they're going to do. Can we move on to the Jose Ramirez thing?
Delightfully so.
Thank you very much. Because that is a guy, I tell you, you want to talk about green grass and high tides forever. That is Jose Ramirez. Tom Withers yesterday posted during the Guardians' 5-2 win. I'll admit, I'm probably guilty of not giving Jose Ramirez enough national coverage. He's the best all-around player in Cleveland history. Some people took that and ran with all sports. all sports. Do you believe that Tom was talking about, as we go through some of these mentions and replies and everything, do you believe that Tom was talking about him in general, or in Cleveland general, or in baseball? Just baseball.
Well, it couldn't be Cleveland because, I mean, you have LeBron James, who Tom covered very closely. And yeah. I mean, there's just, he's a different stratosphere than even Jose is in baseball. LeBron is obviously the best ever, arguably, to do it in basketball. So I'm guessing he's talking baseball. And in baseball, I had to think about, like, in my lifetime, because I can't speak for, you know, the Tris speakers of the world and the guys that have been through here. In my lifetime, I think there's a very good case to be made for that. The only other one I come up with all around again, maybe Kenny Lofton, but I.
Ooh, all probably, around, you're saying.
Probably would have to be Jose.
So there's a difference to you between, like, the greatest of all time and all around. We have to split hairs.
Honestly, I probably don't care that much about defense when we're talking about this stuff, but because he said all around, right? Didn't he write all around in the tweet?
Yeah. He's played multiple positions in the infield.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's obviously good defensively.
Yeah. I got to say Manny Ramirez, probably Manny Ramirez is the best hitter I have seen.
Ooh, pure hitter, maybe.
Yeah.
He is. I stop short all the time. We did this all the time when it came to LeBron and Michael. I stuck it out and said for a long time that Michael was better than LeBron, and I got a bunch of heat for that because I thought, once you say a current player or a guy who might have just retired is the greatest of all time, you really can't go back. What new information am I going to get? What am I going to have from that? I want to make sure of it beyond a shadow of a doubt that I fully believe that that guy is the best, because the other guy can't defend himself. There's no new information. What's Michael Jordan done since his career? Well, the Bobcats, now Hornets, were a mess. He's the owner of a NASCAR team. He shows up to golf things and does that. He's a retired player. There's not a lot that... He's a businessman, but other than that, there's nothing there I can put out there on the floor. It's just my core memories as a child of watching him play with Jim Paxson and beating the Suns and all that other stuff. Well, LeBron plays right now. I can discuss LeBron and criticize LeBron right now if I want to. So I think it's unfair to LeBron and it's unfair to Michael Jordan. For Jose Ramirez, Jose Ramirez goes against my entire childhood of great baseball and guys who were heroes to me. Jose Ramirez is a tremendous player, seems like a tremendous person, and is a legend to a lot of people. But I have to talk about him as an adult in real time. I didn't know any better when I was 9 years old talking about Kenny Lofton and Jim Thome and all those other guys. So I have to wait before I say he's the best of my lifetime. I do believe that he's the best of my lifetime. So I don't have to wait any longer. I believe he is the best all-around player of my lifetime. But I had to wait and make very sure, because I'm arguing with my previous emotions as opposed to my emotions now and what I'm seeing now.
Who else would you make a case?
Which is pretty convoluted.
Who else would you make a case for that we've actually seen?
It's tough because... Even those great 90s guys, most of them, Kenny's the one that spent the most time here, right? He left came back.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, Thome did, but it was at the end of the career. To me, traded. Albert Bell, if you would have got that full Albert Bell the whole time in Cleveland, that might have been the guy that rivaled him, but it was not that long in the grand scheme of baseball.
I agree. And then when we talk about, well, is he the greatest Guardian/Indian of all time? Is he up there? Numbers are comparable to guys that played in a bygone era with a different line. There's, when you bring up Bob Feller, then you talk about Americana because he served in World War II, for crying out loud. Like, there's a lot of things to discuss there when it comes to people's emotions. 216-474-0092. I am willing to say, though, Jose Ramirez, within my lifetime, all around, yes. 38 years, yes.